was on Facebook the other day, and I saw someone telling kind of a sad story in one of the marketing groups. And I don't know, it's a really familiar story, though. The guy was saying that he'd basically hired two coaches in a row to help him get clients. And here's what happened. The coach said, hey, you should go join these Facebook groups, right? And when people are saying things on the Facebook group where you decide you want to sell to them or whatever, you should DM them. You should like friend request DM them and do a cold pitch of your services, of your whatever it is that you're selling. And you should just come out of the gate swinging. Hey, yeah, I can fix that problem for you. It's, you know, this is what my service is. And it didn't work the first time. First coach tried it, didn't work. So hired another coach who told him to do the same thing. And he did it again. And it didn't work. Okay, interesting. Well, today I want to talk about why that approach in general doesn't work. Like, there are so many people out there who are just preying on people's desire and need to get clients, get work, and selling bunk that doesn't work. So let's talk about why this approach to cold prospecting didn't work and what we can learn from that and what to do instead. Specifically, I'm going to talk to you about something that I've called the EBA method, for getting clients. And it does work. And you're going to learn it. You're at least going to learn the fundamentals here. And you can go out and try it and prove for yourself that it works. So that's what we'll cover today. These are the proven direct response marketing, copywriting, and entrepreneurship success strategies you can use today to write your own ticket and create the life you want. I am Roy Furr, and this is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Now, here's today's breakthrough. Okay, so why do cold emails and DMs like this guy tried to do, and like so many coaches teach, even though it just doesn't work? Why does that not work? Why does that not work? Like, what is the fundamental problem with it? Well, let's talk about the EBA. Like, what is EBA? EBA is the emotional bank account. The emotional bank account. And everyone that we have a relationship with, everyone that we have a relationship with or don't have a relationship with actually has an emotional bank account with us. So if I'm going out and I'm going to pitch client A, if they don't know me, technically, I have like an empty emotional bank account there. There's no name. It's just a space for me to deposit positive emotions or negative emotions, and for me to withdraw positive emotions or negative emotions, right? And ideally, like if you want to get the client, you need to be depositing positive emotions, and you're going to need to be withdrawing positive emotions, because that's what's going to create a positive relationship going forward. So this EBA, this emotional bank account, the reason that the cold emails, cold DMs, whatever, don't work is the reason you can't go to the bank and say, hey, I would like to open up a checking account with you, and without making any deposit, I would like to pull $10,000, $20,000, $100,000 out of that account. It doesn't work because there is nothing in the account. There is nothing in the emotional bank account with that client. When you're reaching out via cold email, cold DM, whatever, you're trying to withdraw before making a deposit. Or alternately, you say, oh, but Roy, like I left a comment on their Facebook post before I DM them and said, hey, I think that I can help. And so I opened that emotional bank account with them, and then I DM them 5 minutes later, and they still rejected me, or they still ignored me, or they marked me as spam and blocked me. Well, that's because you were trying to make a withdrawal that was too big for any deposit that you made. So like a little back and forth comment, that's a tiny tiny, tiny, tiny deposit, right? A big deposit, well, we'll talk about how to make deposits in emotional bank accounts here. But the point is that if you want to, like, here, what you need to do instead is make deposits, make big deposits before you even try to make a withdrawal. And alternately, well, in association with that, you want to make withdrawal requests that are smaller than the deposits that you've made. And so going back to the whole bank account thing, right? So if I open up a bank account and I deposit $10,000 a month for 12 months, and then I want to take $10,000 out of it on the 13th month. Well, of course I can, because there's $120,000 plus maybe a little bit of interest in there. There's $120,000, so it's easy to take out that withdrawal. If I deposit $120,000 and I want to take out $120,000, well, maybe I'm going to have a conversation with the bank. Is it okay to leave the bank account empty? And in general, let me just tell you, for emotional bank accounts, you don't want to leave them empty. You want to leave your emotional bank account with somebody that you are trying to foster any kind of relationship, including a client relationship with. You want to leave your emotional bank account with them as full as possible. Even when you make a withdrawal, you want that emotional bank account to stay very full. You want many commas in that emotional bank account. So you want to make your deposits before you try to make a withdrawal. You want to make withdrawal requests that are always smaller than the deposit. And so how does this apply to getting clients? How does this apply to developing a relationship with a prospect, with a potential client for your business? And importantly, how can you make deposits in the emotional bank account of your prospective clients? Well, number one, like the number one way that you can actually make deposits in emotional bank accounts of anybody is to have a general, like, human being to human being conversation with them. Have a positive interaction with them that is, hey, we're two human beings. We're just like figuring out how to make it on this planet, right? Or figuring out how to make it in this business, figuring out how to make it in this industry. We're two human beings and we are connecting and we're having a conversation, right? And when you throw an advertisement into somebody's inbox when they don't know you, or when you throw an advertisement into somebody's DMs when they don't know you, you're not having a human-to-human conversation. You're being like a marketing, advertising, sales robot. And you're just like not connecting with them on a human level. You're just buy my shit. And that's not a way to make deposits in somebody's emotional bank account. And so, like, in my Launch Your Client Business free mini course, I teach how to start these human conversations. And if you go deeper into my client getting training, I teach what you need to do to start these human conversations. You need to just start having conversations with people, though. Now, there's other things that you can do to make deposits in folks' emotional bank account. So one big thing is to share something of value. And it doesn't even have to be yours. So it can be something that's yours. Like, hey, I see that you're doing Facebook advertising. I know that there's been some big changes recently with the Facebook pixel and tracking on iOS devices. And I put together just an action plan and campaign structure guide for Facebook advertisers after the iOS changes. Would you be interested in checking that out? Huh, that's interesting. Yeah, I'd love to check that out. Okay, free guide, here it is. Boom. Now there is a point of conversation and they've expressed interest in your stuff and they've expressed interest like in something that you've done. But you can also share things that are valuable from third parties. Hey, I've been following you for a little bit here and I saw that you were commenting about writing headlines. Here's my favorite headline writing resource from Vic Schwab, or, you know, some classic advertisers. I don't know. Like, I'm showing you like third party resource, right? some third-party resource. Hey, I saw that you are interested in business leadership. Did you see the latest Harvard Business Review's article on XYZ leadership topic, right? Here's a link if you'd like to check it out. So sharing anything of value that based on observing them, based on whatever they've published in terms of social media content or things that they are doing that are visible publicly, don't make it sound like you're stalking them, right? That's a way to withdraw from the emotional bank account, right? The feeling of being stalked, or it's a way to apply a negative balance. But if you want to apply a positive balance, hey, I saw your post in XYZ group about this thing. Have you seen this article about this? It seems like it might be useful to you. Cool. Sharing something of value. Giving a sincere compliment is a nice way to make a deposit into someone's emotional bank account. I remember, so way back in, this must have been 2012, 2013, Brian Kurtz was scheduling Perry Marshall to come do a presentation at Boardroom for these special closed door events that he was doing. And I had been a follower of both Brian's work for a while and Perry's work for a while. And I wrote this like massive testimonial for Perry, saying basically that he is one of the top 10 best copywriters who you can never hire as a copywriter. And this big testimonial for Perry, and saying that I really respected his work. And I sent it to Brian, and I'm not remembering the exact details here, but I think basically I said, Brian, if you want to use this as a testimonial for Perry's upcoming workshop, feel free, go ahead. And then Brian turned around and he said, Roy, can I send this out as an email? And I said, sure. Yeah, awesome. And he sent it to Perry, and Perry appreciated it. And actually, that was the first time I met Perry in person. And he's gone on and he hires me for things like copy reviews, that sort of thing. And it was one of the stepping stones, one of the deposits I made in Brian Kurtz's emotional bank account that would eventually lead to me writing the Titans a direct response sales letter for him. So like giving these sincere compliments, like I was complimenting Brian, I was complimenting Perry, like in a funny way because of their connection there. Another thing is actually investing in someone's product, saying that you are a customer of them, because you are actually a customer of them. And this wasn't even in my notes, but I'm thinking back, I invested in going to that workshop that Brian put on with Perry. And it was, if it hadn't been for me going to that workshop, Brian likely would not have hired me as a copywriter for his next event, which was the Titans of Direct Response. And obviously you'll go broke just trying to invest in everybody to make them a client, right? But if you do some investing into the people who are both the most aligned with the things you want to learn anyway, and the best potential clients, then there may be some opportunities in doing that. Give any kind of recommendation without expectation. So not not your own, not hiring you as the recommendation. So another thing that I've done for a few clients, and Brian Kurtz included, I said, hey, I got this direct mail from your marketing department. I noticed that the back of the envelope is blank. I know that real estate and direct mail can be really useful to drive open rates, like the external envelope real estate can be used to drive open rates of the direct mail. You could do a test where you print on the back of this envelope, and here are some bullets that I wrote based on the contents of the envelope. If you would like to test it, go ahead and do that. So that's giving a recommendation without expectation, like noticing an opportunity and saying, hey, this looks like a good opportunity for you. Perhaps you want to pursue it. Do free work first. That example that I just gave is also another example, or also ties into this idea for how you can make a deposit in someone's emotional bank account. So writing specific example copy. So that was an example of me writing some bullet points. You could write a headline test for a landing page or a VSL page or something like that that seems to be working well. You could write 3 Facebook ads for a Facebook advertiser that you'd like to work with. You could write an advertorial page for maybe an e-commerce company that uses advertorials to sell their products. You could write emails for an email marketer. Like, these are ideas for copywriters, but it's not limited to just copywriters. Is there anything that you can do that demonstrates your skill that is a way to show, like, what value they can get from you if they were to engage you? So, for example, you could do, I don't know, if you are running an agency that does media buying, you could do a research report on a potential client's specific audience and how to target them on different platforms and say, hey, we know that you are doing some investing in this. This is something we put together for you. It's a quick research report that you could use to verify if you are, whoever's running your ads is actually testing into all the right audiences for you. And, you know, if you find it useful, great, let us know. Otherwise, you know, no obligation here. So creating some kind of research report or some kind of personalized information for them, doing some type of free work first. Or similarly, like an action plan, just anything to demonstrate your skills at whatever you do. Now, the one thing I will say is you do have to be, number one, very thoughtful about this, because if this person is not a good potential client, if they would never hire someone like you, then it's going to be a whole bunch of wasted time. If they don't have the budget, it's going to be a bunch of wasted. Like, if they're not doing the thing that you are trying to get them to hire you for, it may be a bunch of wasted time. Number two, you do need to make this very personalized. You have to make it, and that's part of why this works so well, is because people don't want to be pitched some vague generic pitch. Like, there's no deposit in the emotional bank account there. But if somebody were to obviously do the research and really learn about a business and approach the owner of that business and say, hey, I'm fascinated with your business. I've been learning about your business. I've been learning about your industry. And I think that this is really relevant to you. And I did this for you just so that you could see it. And if you want to talk about this, great. If not, you know, that's fine. An example that I did when I was actively soliciting new clients for writing long form sales letters, sales pages, all of that, was I actually approached a client who, you know, we crossed each other's paths a few times. And I found an article that I thought was relevant to his audience. And I found a way to turn that article into a headline and lead idea for a sales letter. And I sent that to him. And I said, hey, you know, I just had this idea. I thought it would work for this particular product as a promotion. If you're interested, we can talk about it. If not, no obligation. And we were on the phone very quickly, and I got the client, and I got the project, and I got multiple projects with him, and we made a ton of money together. So doing free work first. But again, like, you have to make sure that's a smart investment. One more little trick that's kind of fun to do is to feature them. So you can interview them, say, hey, I want to feature you in this interview, which could be a podcast, it could be a YouTube channel, it could be whatever, it could be some kind of media that you're putting out, it could be for a book, for people in this industry doing XYZ things, that you define your target market, you define the problem solution that you want to provide via your services. And instead of like pitching yourself directly, you say, hey, I'd like to feature you as an example of the type of person that is doing this thing in this market. And if you're interested in being featured in this media, you know, it could be some kind of magazine article or website article. It could be a podcast. Again, I went through media types before. You say, I'd like to feature you, and I'm featuring these other people who are presumably their competition or co-opetition or people in their industry. And in some cases, it might be hard to get to these people, but oftentimes people let the media in when they don't let salespeople in. And so you could talk about that. The danger here is if you clearly turn into a salesperson as part of featuring them, they're not going to like it. So they may shut the interview down right then. So you do have to legitimately feature them in legitimate media. And then some are going to say, so what are you doing? Why are you working on this project? And you can then have a conversation about what you do. Or afterwards, you can send them that and you could say, hey, by the way, this is also something that I do. If you're interested in having a conversation about that, I'd love to talk to you about it. But again, no obligation and thanks for letting me feature you. Right. So it's all about the deposits. It's all about the deposits. It's all about the deposits. And so, I mean, that's a lot. I'm realizing that I've been talking about this stuff for 20 minutes. But basically, the more deposits you make in someone's emotional bank account, the easier it is to make a withdrawal. And sometimes, like what happens if you have deposited a lot of money in a bank, they're automatically going to send you interest payments, which is you've made a bunch of deposits in their emotional bank account, and they're going to show up one day and they're going to say, let me give you money. And that happens surprisingly a lot when you really take this approach of depositing in people's emotional bank accounts without trying to make withdrawals or without trying to make withdrawals that are too big. And so that's why this is clearly the superior strategy. And it's a strategy that I've used for a very long time. I will say there's one last little tip. And that is, if you want to make a withdrawal, especially if you want to make it early, make it small. Make it something like, hey, I'd love to chat with you for like 15 minutes, no obligation, about this one particular thing. And if it's a challenge that you're facing in your business. So for example, if I were actively soliciting copywriting clients right now, hey, I'd love to chat with you for about 15 minutes about what's going on with your copywriting team right now and your copywriting workload. If you'd like to have a chat, no obligation, you don't have to hire me or anything. But if you would like to have a chat, let's schedule just a quick 15-minute call. And then that's a very low, it's a very small withdrawal to have a 15-minute call. If it makes sense from there and you provide some value in that call, you make more deposits into their emotional bank account and they have the need, well, then there may be an opportunity in that too. So that's the EBA method for getting clients, plus why cold emails and DMs don't work. I did mention my Launch Your Client Business free mini course. Check the link in the description if you would like to check that out. It's completely free. It walks through an entire system and structure and process for approaching clients and building a client business that I think you'll find refreshingly different from what those gurus who teach stuff that doesn't work do. And so you can check that out at the link in the description. I'm Roy Furr. This is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets, your daily episode. Leave a comment or review with this. Let me know on a scale of 1 to 10 how valuable you found it and why. What are your action items? What are your takeaways? Maybe, hey, what are you going to do to make what makes sense for you to make emotional bank account deposits with your potential clients, your potential customers? What are you going to do for them? Also, tap that like button before you go so you get more content like this delivered to you. And so the magical algorithms of the internet will share it with people like you who will find it valuable. You can share it directly and subscribe before you go. You can subscribe here. You can also go to breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com where you can get my daily emails Monday through Friday, including episode notifications when they go live and more exclusive content for email subscribers. Again, I'm Roy Furr. This is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. I'm always aiming for that 10 out of 10 value. I hope that I've delivered it here and made a big deposit in your emotional bank account. And I will catch you again in the next episode. Thank you once again for tuning in to this daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Remember, check out the links with this episode for even more value. Now make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, and engage in every way you can to keep this show going and growing and delivering daily value to you. I'll catch you soon for your next big breakthrough.